Welcome to Sad Boys, a podcast about feelings and other things also. I'm Jarvis.
Oh.
Hey.
Jordan. Hey, I don't know if it's staying in the edit, but we're doing this before the...
But we was doing this before the show.
Hey, he's a fucking genius. He's Tony Stark of the modern age over here.
We are joined by a very special guest. Actually, his second time on the podcast, but you wouldn't know it because it's one of our lost episodes.
History.
I was going to ask. Episodes. I thought I went crazy.
Yeah, what, Nathan One Night Stand Stance.
Yeah, I was
of e-sportsmanlike conduct.
You guys were here. Oh, dude. Talk about dead podcasts, dude, man.
The legend of ARCs, unsportsmanlike podcast.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
one we didn't do but talked about.
All the good stuff I've done is completely over.
Right, it's right.
Like, you know you're over the hill when that's what people remember.
Yeah. Well, people being us.
Us the and like heads. A close group of friends.
Yeah. Welcome to, welcome back, but welcome for the first time to the in-person version
of
the show.
Yeah, this is very real.
Yeah, we like the, we're tactile now.
Yeah, it's, I have a problem with sensations. So.
Yeah, it's a 4D experience. Mm-hmm. We got smells going.
They spit on my face right before we went live.
Right. That was our mister.
That's a Patreon only section. No socks, all spit.
Of course.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm chilling.
You're an early streamer.
I'm an early streamer, which sucks, man.
Like one of our editors was like, Stan's is streaming this morning. He's wearing your merch.
I was. I actually changed because I thought that was too much.
That's okay.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really bad.
Yeah, it's too much for the people to see.
Right.
Your audience, who cares?
The merch I sell is the nipples are cut out. So yeah, it's like exactly. Just, it was worth
it. Oh, I thought that was just my version.
Right, no, that was a TOS concern.
Or like, it happens to every single person, but it's like a little surprise. You're like, oh, more manufacturing damage. How did this happen?
Yeah, oh, goodness. Well, I guess you're going to have to wear it.
I remember you were telling me that you, because of the hours that you stream, have like more of a British audience.
Absolutely. I kind of leaned into the Tiaboo thing like early on.
Yeah.
I was watching Taskmaster.
Right.
I was like pretending I liked British stuff a lot more. I have the Greggs Crocs. I didn't wear them today. But,
Thank you.
Greggs is like the grocery store.
No. Greggs is like, I'm trying to think of an equivalent. It's almost like Porto's for England, if Porto's was more common. It's like all pastries.
Oh. Like prepackaged a lot of stuff.
Oh, but they have Crocs?
So the Crocs are just like, funny to like rep Greg's.
The same way that like H&M will have a Friends t-shirt.
Or like 7-Eleven, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you wear 7-Eleven.
That makes sense.
I bought my friend Joel a full Greg's fit for Christmas 2022, I believe.
And he only shops at Aldi. It's fucked.
Yeah, never to Greg's. No, Greg's is like, it's not a grocery store as much as it is a little indulgence for Jordan when he gets off the plane. Their Cornish pasty, gone. Even a bunch of them, don't know why, don't know what happened. Maybe they went with the queen. That was her secret recipe, like swans. She owns all the Cornish pasties. I don't know. Do you guys see that painting of her?
With the red. It, like, you can't tell where he ends and the background begins.
Well, that was of, who was
the,
it?
The king.
Oh, yeah.
With one butterfly, like, on his chest.
It looks like something that would be in Baldur's Gate.
It really does.
Yeah, like you're, like, when, like,
it's like Cazador.
Yeah.
Gets you and, like, you are attached to the wall and you can no longer move.
Dude, oh, right.
Avernus coated.
Oh, yeah, like he's been taped to the
Game of Thrones where the guy's, like, in the tree. That's what, exactly what he looks like.
Oh, dude, it's the Last of Us fungus. It's been there for decades.
Yeah, the scarlet rot. It is a weird choice for him. It is actually good art, though. I mean, we're making fun of it.
It is, no, it's good art. That's, you know what book. It reminds me of? You know those things that are going viral now of, like, AI making an image that, like, when you squint your eyes, it spells out something?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Okay.
Like a magic eye type?
It'll be, like, a photo of, like, a kid's on the beach. But, like this, these.
you just pulled up a picture that says gay sex.
So it's like pictures of cats, but then when you squint your eyes, you're
Wait,
Elon
Musk retweets these all the time.
Yes.
And it always says like gamer.
One. Send the nudes.
Send
dogs.
Nudes as the puppies.
So it feels like
dude, what a crazy coincidence that those dogs
they
those
stood
rabbits.
In that exact position.
So it's kind of inappropriate on their part, actually. Put them down.
God, do you remember that trend? Was it last month? Look at the letter next to C on your keyboard.
Oh, look between...
Dude, insufferable.
Shocking.
It's
like
crazy.
Time travel.
What's really crazy is 5% of them were real jokes and 95% of them were just unparsable, like fake things.
Because it got meta immediately and then everybody was like, look between D's and nuts on your keyboard or whatever.
That would be funnier than most of the ones I saw, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
I'm so conflicted when I see that kind of like blue check behavior because it's clearly from well-intentioned, just trying to have a nice time online mindset.
Yeah.
It's almost always click on buy Ethereum wallet.
Yeah.
But I don't want to poo-poo people having fun online.
Yeah,
but sure. But the fatigue of opening up a genuinely unfunny tweet and seeing endorsements for the first 50, just like, this rocks. Here's my one. Look between tab and E. Imagine qua.
Such a good one.
Look between Q and Y. It's wort. And then Elon tweeted that anyone farming engagement on Twitter will be.
Yeah, it was like the same day.
And he also retweeted one of those. Like,
and it was from the X account.
It was just like, bro.
It was like, look at the letters between. I'm Elon. Look at my name's Elon.
You know, I think we missed out on the timeline where Elon actually fought Musk. Where he thought for a second that his way... Zuck.
I was going to say, Elon fighting
his
Musk.
Father, actually, in the Emerald Mine.
Elon's been fighting himself every day since he bought the...
There was a minute where I think he would have taken that fight.
Because
he's just like, I'm so big. I'm such a big guy.
But that's what he kept saying. But then Zuck not only was like doing real like fighting, he's also swagged out now and he's on this huge PR campaign where he's like in chains and like graphic tees and... He's got a cool haircut.
He's
well,
cutting
one of those
weight.
Was AI. I don't know if you guys know that. Or was Yossified.
Oh, yeah.
The one where he had the chain.
Yeah, that one with the beard. The beard
I
was
got
Yossified.
Tagged in that one maybe 100 times.
The beard was Yossified, but the chain is... Well, there is a real chain.
Sorry. Yeah, the face was the only thing changed.
What
is the motivation behind him not having a beard? Do you think he can't? Because
I don't think he can.
Would look better.
I don't think he can.
You think it must just be a can?
Yeah.
I think he would have tried it ages ago.
He was like, he's insulated for so much of his life. I wonder if no one was giving him that feedback. But
yeah,
if
he could probably get like a $1 billion hair transplant, though.
Oh.
Imagine this. Zuckerberg gets a beard. I think he could take Cosmo Jarvis's role in Shogun. Could you imagine bearded Zuckerberg walking around Japan and just like experiencing
and speaking fluent British Portuguese?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
God,
oh, man.
That'd be so sick.
Very good show. Did start it.
I'm only halfway through, but I really like it.
Haven't started it yet, but excited to.
Is it the Cosmo Jarvis element?
Just whenever there's my names in there, I'm like, ugh.
Huh? Oh, right. They're not saying it.
They're not talking to me?
I already revealed on the show that I couldn't keep watching Fallout because I was distracted by how attractive Ella Purnell is and how she'll never know who I am. And so that became depressing. So it was even more.
Is that
true? I don't know.
But.
I think that's not true.
One day.
You're saying she's mid, dude?
No.
What the hell?
She's because, sorry.
Oh my God.
She's a woman. You know,
yeah, we've reached this part of the podcast.
No, I think you could meet Ella Purnell.
A wolf fist bump.
Yeah, you have a couple years. 2 years from now, you're fucked.
And hey, there's probably a reason she doesn't watch Sad Boys. It's probably because we're too attractive.
People do often say, I wish I could watch this one, but you guys just look too good.
My eyes.
Yeah. I watch on mute.
I'm glued to the screen on mute. While listening to another podcast.
I mean, is there any part of you that kind of like fatigue-wise would almost want to stop streaming? To some degree, because you have a very admirable routine. You've done this now for years.
Yeah, I love it. It's like the only thing I like. I just go live and I play a video game or I watch a show or I do whatever. And it's like, this is so pleasant.
You got new friends.
And then it's like I jack out of the Matrix. I turn stream off and it's like responsibilities. Oh no.
My only problem with streaming, because I enjoy it as well, but I just can't, like I get so, there's only so much energy I have for annoying people in the chat and it like drains me and then eventually I break and I'm like
I think maybe there's techniques.
Yeah, you
know? Is there merit to doing it in the morning? Mine is just it's just driving at full speed and eventually I am out of gas and that happens, I guess, perfectly nice time. But if I've set 3 reactions I'm going to do halfway through the second, I'm like,
I might be done.
Let me check my heart rate on this. Wow. Okay. Jesus Christ. Not even close. Mm-hmm. And then in your case, you doing it in the morning maybe helps with that?
Yeah. I think it helps in a certain way in that it is a more mature audience. My audience is a little bit older. And so I'm just like talking to, it would be similar like talking to you guys, but just through a Twitch chat.
Yeah.
The disadvantage is they're not stupid enough to just like spam stuff, which is incentivizing to new people that come in because they're like, what are we doing here? Yeah, it's like you walk into a bar and it's quiet. You're like, I don't know. But if people are kind of losing
Look
it.
Look between F and N.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I think the only time I can stream for long periods of time are when I'm like really interested in a game. Like I stream.
You do like a 12-hour Baldur's Gate stream.
Oh, like back to back.
Five days in a row.
Yeah. That was when, that was like the power of ADHD hyperfocus. But each one of those, I think I like rage quit 12 hours in because someone was backseating.
You can't call it a rage quit if it's 12 hours in. Yeah, that was actually just you were, yeah. Like, yeah.
That's
you were
rest.
Break at a certain point. Yeah.
I rage quit by going to bed.
Yeah. I've been at work for.
I rage quit every night.
Yeah.
Every
night, dude. 40 hours of work. This week at my job, I'm quitting for the weekend.
Quit. See you Monday.
a nice 30-minute meditation followed by reading under candlelight.
Oh Jesus, it's Cody Romness. Yeah. Cody mindset.
Oh yeah,
I wake up every morning at 1 a.m. after sleeping for 15 minutes.
I feel like we've already addressed this, but people will be like, "Whoa, I had no idea you guys knew each other." But then we also go way back.
Yes,
we all used to be coworkers. We all used to be in the same office every day. Crazy. Yep. Do you ever think about your Patreon days?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
I quite enjoyed it because in terms of like fun to work, it was like a 99 to
1. Oh, yeah.
And it was like early stage startup that didn't know how to track anything.
Yeah.
It's like in Office Space where the guy is like downstairs getting paid and not doing any work. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like to me at Patreon.
That literally does happen though in big tech companies. Like remember when Yahoo lost track of employees and they were like, everybody has to come back to the office or else you're fired because we don't know who's getting paid.
If you don't come back, we're actually just cutting. We're calling.
Doing a census for your own employees.
Yeah. Who are you? What do you do? Who's your boss? Like you accidentally lay off somebody's boss, but not any of their reports. And then there's just like headless employees running around collecting $150,000 a year.
So sick.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is medium scale, right? As we crept towards like what did you leave? End of the second?
I'm bad with dates.
Somewhere on the 30th, something like that.
Yeah.
But there was like, I think an element of, oh, yep, they've acknowledged the things that are missing. Mm-hmm. And now reporting's a little bit more active. And it's more satisfying to have reporting when you can tangibly see your growth or defend your position. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I did enjoy the summer we took off to play Melee.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, I had a completely different experience because like...
well, you were on a team that did real work.
Engineering was like always on fire. And like for the size that we were, like my first like weeks, I was like working at midnight. Like,
really?
Or like to do, because it was like off hours for like the majority of our things. And so we would have to do like database migrations and things like that, like in the dead of night. And then eventually we like had an on-call rotation. And so then I would just have to be like on weekends and shit like that. Like if something broke on the website, I'd have to triage and figure out the person to fix it. And so like that aspect of things I don't miss. Also that kind of, the load got balanced more when we like hired more engineers, but especially when I started, it was like everything was on fire all the time.
I think we got like maybe we were put in a false position of authority with our verticals because you were initially primarily on like gaming creators and acquisition. Then I was on podcasting, YouTube stuff. Uh-huh. And this is what, 2016 through 17?
Around there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was my first job out of college.
Yeah.
And I was not an authority at all.
Right.
But I'd just been there since early on. And I felt like our job, when it was just the two of us, mm-hmm. was treated a little bit like going, like they go to the temple, they light the incense beneath the two, the two fingers, the judgment. Yeah. And they are like, so we accidentally replaced all the paycheck with bullets. We shot all the creators.
Oh no.
What's the best approach to apologizing to these creators? And we are like, say my B.
Yeah, it was cool that like our job eventually was just to be a human being. Yeah. And everyone would be like, holy shit, damn. I had no idea.
Should email them a really long email. Like, because they won't read it.
In the early days though, the company truly did not know how to like prioritize resources because I remember we would have hack days, right? Mm-hmm. And my first hack day, I spent helping one of our trust and safety people like with they were spending 40 hours a week like looking through a queue of potentially fraudulent like Patreon accounts and trying to decide like who was who to like leave on the platform or who was like breaking the rules. Mm-hmm. And that tool like barely worked. Mm-hmm. And so it was like people were like spending 40 hours a week fiddling with like a piece of technology that had no maintenance. Mm-hmm. And so I like every time I would work on something like that for a hack day, I would become like a hometown hero to like all of the people who were like working on this tool. And it wasn't a thing that we could get prioritized every time.
You could, it's crazy. You had to do it on a hack day. You couldn't just do it on a Wednesday.
Oh my God. So many things like that. Oh man.
I think
good times.
I think, I don't know about how you feel about it, but I feel like I think I would be worse at the job now because at least the kind of at my freshest and most enthusiastic, mm-hmm. because part of the thing that really, I think at least made me seem like I would be the authority on something was the undue confidence that I had.
Right. There's like a youthfulness. There's now like an excitement.
I feel like I have a specific type of cynicism that's not just cynical about the industry or the work or anything like that, but also about myself.
And life in general.
I am a stupid idiot and I'm getting older and my brain is slower.
Yeah.
And I sort of don't think that I could muster the juice for a late impromptu meeting about a problem I don't care about.
And it is crazy how much momentum you lose late 20s, early 30s. It's tough. Things
maybe
take
it's like effort. Early streaming. You have to spend it cautiously and over time. But I feel like we all maybe burned the candle.
I think
brightly.
Also just being a creator, you realize how much of the corporate understanding of creators is wrong. And so it's like, oh, I didn't know what I was talking. Well, I wasn't external facing, but still it was like, we think we know what creators are experiencing. And it's like, not really though.
Yeah.
You know, or like missing the boat.
That's what's weird about, I guess, your day to day is you are now, you do those 3 hours of streaming, but also, I mean, the neural pathways you were using back then, you're still using to some degree right now with
working on off-brand stuff. So for people that don't know, I was a streamer full-time for 2 years, 3 years. And since then I have pulled back to start this company, off-brand events company, game publishing company, kind of everything company. And it has been actually going back to doing work. It's beautiful and terrible. It's fun, but like I have to actually send emails again. I have to explain things to people again. And that has been a challenge.
But
it is nice that I've worked at Patreon.
I do miss that. I like genuinely do. We're allowed to talk about what we...
Yeah, you were allowed to talk about it. Fuck it.
But not the obviously not the details till it happens.
But you talk about you were on Unpaid Intern. Very fun show. And definitely not just Taskmaster reskinned.
No,
no, come on.
What even is that?
I'm American.
I don't even know.
Is that America's Funniest Home Videos?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, I guess you also are different from us in. You're trad, dude. You're a trad husband.
Dude, I'm like soy but jacked trad pilled kind of guy. Okay. You know what I mean?
I know what some of those words
are. I'm married. I'm not wearing my ring, but
fuck. Going on the pods, like going to a
crazy thing, haven't told anyone. Think I lost it.
Oh shit.
About a month ago, have not seen it.
Have you told Michelle?
I kind of mentioned it, be like, have you seen it? You know, like I'm sure it's around.
But lost her months ago.
Sorry, who's Rochelle?
Lost her to Jeremy, the most handsome surfing instructor in town, I guess.
She's somewhere earning $150,000 a month at Yahoo.
off the grid.
Off the grid.
But that that's you got married many moons ago.
I got married pretty young. I think I was 26. I was 25. So it'll be 7 years in October.
Wow.
Whatever that means.
That's crazy. Congrats.
That is crazy. Yeah. Thank you.
Sticking with it.
Yeah. You know what? We're looking, we flipped a coin last week.
You know, Q3. You need to feel something. So you flip a coin just to see how
when it's in the air, you'll know.
Exactly. You guys catch it out of the air and it's like, we can't reveal.
One finger on either side.
You put it in a chest when things are bad. You're like, let's check the coin. It's like Schrodinger's cat.
We're all sweating.
It's burned on one side.
it's double heads.
I'm married. I'm a norm. I think that is what is most at odds with me
being a degen streamer.
Exactly. I think not my best life, but my natural state would probably be about 12 hours of streaming a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
I really enjoy it. It does not drain me in the slightest. I am not a good writer. Like I love comedy, but I love the live aspect because it takes away all the, you have to like think about this and then you have to, what does it say about
second
you that you wrote this joke
and all kinds of stuff
versus live. You're just like, I'm going to say, this is the purest of who I am.
Right.
And so every minute that I am not streaming and I'm doing another creative endeavor, it feels like a separation from what is at my core.
It's tough. Going to the gym versus playing a sport.
Yeah, exactly. Or living like a caveman, you know what I mean? I'm a rancher and I fucking I get the steer.
I've just been doing 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
I just got to get back on the land. Yeah, the land is your Aeron chair or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. The Herman Miller. I've got the better back. My legs are kicked up.
Well, I must say, partner in Tarnation, I've been going long enough. Welcome to September.
Yes, sir. And thank you for the prize.
As the season wraps up, me and my six shooter will be finding our way over to kick.
Somebody trips over your Lego Millennium Falcon. You go, you must not be around here.
Yeah, exactly.
I done left. Let's not blame Jordan for when he stepped on the Millennium Falcon. For I done chosen to put it on my gray carpet.
You know, the Millennium Falcon is just in a giant suitcase in my room, and I don't know what to do with it because it is like 5/7 built.
Is it, because of my foot?
And it was like one more thing happened. So like two things have happened to it. But I can't, it's not enough to just like stick it back on.
It's like a real aircraft.
I
really got to call a guy to look at the oil or something.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to like a kid, but it's also like, that's kind of fucked. It's like, okay, now you have to take it all the way apart, try and put it back together, which takes 15 hours. And also it's probably missing some pieces.
Solo couldn't do that.
Yeah.
There's got to be some enthusiast that is like, would die to have that opportunity.
If you give it to Ray.
I do now think about, you know, like repair videos or cleaning videos. Like I watch a lot of videos where somebody's like, I bought this broken PS5 off of eBay. I'm gonna see if I can
make it work.
Yeah. I would love to see somebody who's like, I found this damaged Millennium Falcon. Yeah. And we're gonna see if we can fix it back up. What I see is it's missing its B-52 square. I've gone ahead and gotten a refurbished version of that.
Oh, you know, partner, on closer inspection, I done stumbled my way across a missing L piece.
Yeah, this is from a Naboo starfighter, but we can make it work.
It's like when somebody...
Oh, we're fine, boys!
It's like when someone's driving a car and their door is a different color.
A Lego guy with a bunch of, like, the Jawas or whatever. Like trying to trade with them.
You return if you need the stock door, you're going to find yourself in a whole heap of gold.
Oh, these guys got everything over here.
This piece has been discontinued, so we're just going to head on over to the 3D printer and get it fixed right up. Yous might be thinking that, well, I've lost Luke Skywalker. Ain't no way he can be here. You simply paint over Han Solo's facial hair, and you got yourself a Luke.
They're both kissing his sister.
It's sexy either way. I thought I was a cowboy. Maybe I'm just from the South.
Star Wars made today. They're kissing each other, bro. Challenger style.
Oh, wow. Dude, I would watch.
These days with the woke.
I do. I now am imagining like a Leia, Luke, and Han challengers on the bed.
Thruple.
Yeah, like on the bed.
Scene. Trying to kiss at the same time, getting stuck on cheeks.
Chewie's like out the window crying.
Yeah. Leia moves out of the way. Han and Luke kiss.
Yeah.
Chewie talks for the first time. He goes, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Rats. If I was Han Solo every now and again, I'd go, just talk. What are you doing? You sound insane to me.
And he says something in Gilbert Gottfried's voice. And you're like, shit.
Yeah, okay. Go do the growl or whatever.
Shall we jump into
big
what should
news.
We jump into? I don't know about the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight stuff.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I know vaguely about it, but I don't know when it's happening.
The big revelation, if I'm not mistaken, about the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight is A, that it's not just posturing, like it is actually happening.
Yeah.
I think so much of it was, it's almost too July 20th. Obvious that it seemed unviable. Like, it's like if you ask someone that has just heard about boxing as a concept. Like, who would he fight? Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
I think I had a different perspective where I always assumed it was happening because Jake Paul has been climbing this tiny ladder of like people who are either very old and out of their prime or not
different
boxers.
Sports.
It
is really like being like, well, I'm actually the champion of backgammon. We're like the chess match. It's the
he's
same.
Like just been boxing and he's like, I'm going to find an NBA player.
Yeah. It's like, honestly, he could fight LeBron.
Yeah. And it's, don't let him.
Yeah.
I need two more years of NBA from him.
15 years into boxing, he fights Baby Gronk to just find out whether or not he'll stack up.
Livy in the audience crying.
Yeah.
Livy, was that who it was?
He
was that. Thank you.
Oh, no. Did Jake Paul riz up Livy after defeating Baby Gronk?
The big thing about the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, Jake Paul was going to wear headgear and and it was going to be like a non-sanctioned fight. I think it's a real fight now.
I think it's a real fight now.
He's taking off the headgear.
Yeah, he was trying to protect his ears.
Yeah. He's just got a little iron, you like a cup for your crotch.
you can't protect your ears. I'm going to fight
him. Have you seen the Mike Tyson podcast clip where he's just like bawling, talking about who he used to be?
Yeah.
It makes me feel something.
Oh, that's crazy.
He's really? Like, who am I if I'm not boxing? He's just literally bawling.
Yeah. And he's also 150 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say he's like 60.
But supposedly.
It was good, bro. In the 10-second clips I've seen, and there's none longer than 10 seconds.
There's none longer than 10 seconds.
I saw some people responding like, this clip's a year old. I'm like, okay, well, if he's a year worse than this,
yeah.
He's still very good at boxing.
Yeah. I hope that, you know, he doesn't get hurt. And I also hope that he wins. I just can't imagine how, because I don't know how well you can condition at that age.
Right.
But I don't know.
And Jake Paul's like, you know.
Jake Paul's not bad at boxing.
He's not bad at boxing. But, you know, there is a physical prime. And he's not even necessarily better at boxing.
Yeah.
Literally just better at score point performance
in
this.
Right.
No, it's such a weird setup where it seems like parody.
Mm-hmm.
And so to even riff on how silly it is, mm-hmm. is silly.
Yeah.
But fuck, I hope he wins. How funny would it be if Mike Tyson he spins up his arm like Donkey Kong, charges it, little bits of steam above his head, walks straight in, one big punch.
Yeah.
He builds up his Lil Mac bar. And shoots him through the top of the MGM.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Imagine he bites his ear. It's like there's every different timeline of this fight happening has something interesting in it.
I mean? Doctor Strange to evaluate a few of the universes.
Yeah.
Make sure we're in the one where things
go crazy.
I'm not trying to get distracted, but that video is crazy.
Insane. I didn't know that. I saw that and had no clue that person was running for office. Yeah. I thought it was just a random freak on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. No,
wait, who
she's
was that?
Running for the House of Representatives. It is a potentially American politician running in a bulletproof
vest. And she's
vest.
Like a Secretary of State
that's
or something.
Right.
And it's like, don't be weak and gay. And then that's like, Catherine, if you don't want to be weak and gay, vote for
Valentina Gomez. Yeah. Don't be weak and gay.
Yeah. I
posted another one this morning.
Oh, really?
Can you be either? Can you be weak and gay or gay?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Dana White.
Dana White.
Oh, shit. She's classic. Getting in the ring.
Yeah.
Wait, what is her statement? I want to see that at the top of the...
This looks like she's faked it. Like it's someone else's body. You know when you do like the elf yourself to make like a Christmas card?
She's a gym
You want to be president?
Yeah, she's going to do the like... The peanut butter jelly time.
Little tiny arms come up. But it does look like it's not her body.
Okay.
What happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. We used to be strong, America.
We said that in elementary school.
There's a bunch of
Hey, America is a great melting pot, but doing this with an accent feels like a fucking bit. You know what I mean?
I also feel like T-minus 5 seconds before she is crying on social media about something and people just quote tweet this.
Yeah, T-minus 5 seconds until she's vice president of the United States.
That's also true. That's what she's going for.
T-minus 5 until her criticism is, please stop being mean about Jerry Seinfeld's new movie. You're bullying
about
him.
About the Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
I can't, by the way, we never talked about it. We watched Jerry Seinfeld.
Did you watch the Pop-Tart one?
No, not the movie, but we watched him talking about how like, the woke has like ruined comedy or whatever. Yeah. And then I found out his movie was about Pop-Tarts.
It is. I've watched like a few scenes offhand. I jumped around it. Maybe we should watch it for like the next episode for like a Patreon or something, but it's flaccid. Like to say that the thing that was getting in the way until he like self-financed and used his clout to make the movie he wants to make, mm-hmm. woke comedy was in the way. It's almost like parody because this is the most vanilla, all the jokes, one of the jokes, I'm not fucking kidding you, and they're all like this, is Tony the Tiger mm-hmm. is on set doing an ad, and he goes, the scene opens, and it's just Tony the Tiger going, they're right. That's every single scene of the movie is a new brand uh-huh. with no like narrative tie between it. Also, Bilbo plays JFK for some reason. Then every single scene is that. The joke is, remember the slogan or the name.
Yeah.
There's one I know, Tang the drink used to be called something else.
Oh.
And Jerry tries it and he goes, there's a Tang to that. And then Melissa McCarthy goes, yeah, that would be a good name. And
next
that's
scene.
It.
Yeah,
that's the end of
yeah, yeah.
it. The whole movie is
it's
that.
It's like Forrest Gump for Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. It's like going back in time. making every mascot popular.
Wiping his face on cereal and it comes out like a toucan. Yeah. Like, oh, this could be perfect. But woke actually made it so it wasn't, let's say,
pass me two cans, Sam.
That's a really good
toucan
name.
Sam. Wait a minute.
This is already funnier than I imagined.
No, that version of the movie would crush. Yeah. It was like the Weird Al movie.
Yeah. Okay, where'd she go from here?
She's cool.
Crying in politics and on social media. I need the Lions of America to wake up.
Sounds like the Oblivion NPC
sounds
you're playing behind.
Men and women.
Especially like straight under the camera. Have you heard about the high elves?
We Nords need to be strong.
Yeah. We used to build. What happened to sticks and stones? That's the Nord. Pretty good.
That have sent our sons and daughters to die in wars that they profit from.
Oh,
General okay. General Flynn said it best. When there is war, there's a failure in diplomacy.
Okay.
Damn, wait, based?
Wait,
what the hell happened
the
here?
The world was at peace.
No. Oh, damn, she lost me.
Oh, no, because now I'm thinking about what her issue with the war is and who she's concerned about, maybe.
Yeah.
That is such a strange... I do feel like there's like a lot of aspiring like career Paul people are really struggling with like what kind of cultural presentation to do when Biden is such an advocate and supporter of the war, where they... Going vaguely anti-war, you can do that with, they did it with Afghanistan, you can do whatever. You can present as like, because it's like being counterculture without doing anything. Mm-hmm. But you guys don't like peace.
Yeah.
That's not what you mean.
You want
you
our
say,
wars.
You can't say you don't like the military. You just have to kind of like say like war, evil is bad, or like Voldemort, thumbs down, you know? And I think like, this is like Jerry Seinfeld being like, it's all too woke. But also, what if Tony the Tiger was crazy? What if he was so silly and he said poo-poo-doo-doo? It's like that, which is like...
Wait, that's funny. Wait.
That actually would...
I would watch that. Better. If you're doing war, we will smite you down with our military might.
Wait, sticks what? And stones.
Sticks and stones and drones will
guns and
destroy
drones
you.
Will kill my friends. And they did.
We were, it was you. I was going to say we were talking about that he died like a dog. Like,
oh my God.
You were doing that for like an hour.
I was dying because Slime had never seen it. So it was like magical to get to introduce Slime to that clip. But when al-Baghdadi got killed, when he was killed, there is a back-to-back section where Trump, he's just riffing. He's just live on doing the press conference, not even pre-recorded, live press conference and live stream. He was streaming, 7 a.m. And he back-to-back says, he died like a dog. He died like a coward. And it is, it's one of the most like
very funny.
I can't wait to have like 50 years of distance. So only the funny has to stay.
Right. Yeah. You can't forget the other stuff.
He's on his 50th term.
Is that going to be like
when Barron's the God Emperor form? Where people are posting fan cams of George W. Bush. They're like, I miss him.
We need to go back to classical style, which is when he saw Lazar, you mean?
But he paints now, so it's all good.
Yeah, dude.
He's best friends with Ellen, dude.
Right. God. When Ellen was like, my friend.
Yeah.
It was really upsetting.
Like the sinister six.
But then again, it's Ellen, so whatever.
I've never heard anything good about Ellen. Like, for like the way she treats her staff, the way she treats other people.
But do you see the pranks?
Yeah, exactly. And the dancing.
Yeah, imagine you sit down and then he's the guy behind the chair or something.
There's even like her pressuring Mariah Carey to announce a pregnancy.
Yeah.
And that was premature to announce and then like it didn't, you know.
Carry to term.
Carry to term. And it was just lots of bad stuff.
She just only has bad reputation. It's kind of bizarre.
I talked about Ellen once because she apologized about something. And I was kind of talking about why it was a bad apology. And then that video got flagged on YouTube for a discussion of catastrophic loss of human life.
What?
Yeah, it was like misflagged. And I was like, damn, me talking to camera about it was like literally just footage of my face and footage of Ellen's show.
Yeah.
And they were like, you were talking about war.
Yeah.
You were showing war.
You were trying to kill a lot of people with your bobs. You destroyed Ellen.
Yeah.
Woke comedian destroys Ellen.
I did do that.
Well, how does she wrap this up? Do you have like a tag, like later invaders?
Let me tell you something. I really miss those mean tweets right about now. President Trump, I have your back.
it's like a meme. You know, it just got so in the music.
Tim and Eric, wrong aspect ratio, weird bullshit.
Yeah. There's always an American flag like somewhere in sight.
It's floating. It's like a buff.
The truck is like so big.
Yeah, which, how big truck versus how small lady?
Yeah.
And, well, big gun, so small lady, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
She's almost doing the 0.5 thing. She's one step away from Zoomer. Yeah. Yeah. The camera a little lower.
She, like, puts it on her forehead.
Yeah. She's doing that.
yeah, me and the gun.
She's set up with a Master Chief dual wielding style. Left trigger to shoot the pistol.
It does look like a Master Chief type gun. Like, if she had plate armor that was, like, that color.
And did
she
just hold it so boxy on front?
What's
like
the plan?
A lot of ammo.
Wait, I don't know enough about guns.
What's the plan to fire the rifle when her other hand has a gun in it?
Yeah. I didn't even realize she had a pistol in her right hand.
Yeah, you got to have the offhand pistol when you've got the main hand mega assault rifle.
She's going to reload the rifle with the pistol.
It looks like you could fit a pistol in there.
Load it into it. Like a Gundam. Like the pistol is piloting the rifle.
Yeah, the pistol is flown by your partner.
It is crazy how brazen people are. Like, it's just like, you don't want to be gay. I went and saw, we had some friends come up and I didn't want to do it, but we saw Shane Gillis and Andrew Schultz, and it was like exactly the audience that I think would fucking eat that up, you know what I mean? Because all the jokes were like, and I didn't want them to think I was gay, and then guy next to me wheezing, and just like slapping. They were going to think he was gay, man. That was crazy.
It is. It's fun to use the high school, not even, like middle school version of gay in a pre-recorded political statement.
Yeah.
And not even... I mean, she's, I guess, maybe doesn't have any kind of team that would push back or even members on her team.
She makes those herself, guaranteed.
Oh, my God, yeah. She'd be holding it, wearing aviators in the truck, front facing.
like pained over how many frames to show this photo for. Yeah. Like, I don't want it to just flicker on. I want you to be able to process what it is, but then go back to my campaign slogan.
Yeah, it should have been on screen while she was talking.
Yeah. With no call to action, by the way. It's just literally a picture of her. It doesn't say vote for me. It doesn't even say who she is.
It's only at the end. You got
to
show that before, and then at the very end, she
says. There we go. Okay.
Quick reminder, don't be gay. Please don't. Sticks and stones.
Dude, look at how poorly cropped her hair is in that. I think she might have magnetic lassoed herself.
Yeah,
I forgot. People can do Canva now. People actually can get good at stuff now.
Yeah, this is like when you long press on a photo on the iPhone.
Yeah.
that's a sticker.
Yeah. I've never done that on purpose, and it's always so fucking frustrating.
Oh,
turning it into a sticker is very funny.
I've been on my grind. I can't stop doing it. I feel like such a boomer. Like,
hey, sport, do you see this? I made a little sticker out the photo.
Wait, why is she wearing like a bulletproof vest on her daily run?
Because she's LARPing. It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh wait, she did it again. It's like a part of it. It's
why
like
isn't
sign-off.
That the photo? Oh, nice. I don't know. She's got our country driving it.
Yeah. God, that is funny. Music by the great Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, and then Lupe Fiasco's team replied, like, we're looking into this right now.
I have bad news for you about Lupe Fiasco. Lupe Fiasco went to Obama's inauguration and did the bar about Gaza Strip was getting bombed. Obama didn't say shit back in like 2008 or 2012, I think, re-election.
Do they not, check?
Yeah.
But,
there's no punishment for any of this. You know what I mean? It's
okay, wait. I'm kind of jealous of her jump roping because I still can't figure out.
Oh, you're not a jump rope guy?
No. Wait, can we back up to the beginning of this?
She was firing too rough.
So like, I can't do that when I jump rope. I just have to like jump up and down. I can't do the like
the stepping.
The stepping,
Is this filmed in rural England? What the hell?
Yeah. Oh.
Is that a stormtrooper?
A stormtrooper?
No, I bet that's not even a real guy.
What?
What
is she training for?
The president.
She's like a super soldier. Like, does she know that she's like training to be the government and not like
a sitting down job?
Yeah, her job is sitting down, not like going to combat.
She's gonna do the John Fetterman thing, but instead of demanding everybody wear sweatpants or whatever, she demands everybody does 15 minutes of cardio.
Oh my god! While wearing a fucking suit T-shirt.
Can I say something crazy? I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I wish. She's... Hit me with a hammer and I'm like this, I'm happier than a pig in shit.
That's
dude.
So true.
Yeah. If I'm allowed to be weak, gay, and dual fire rifles.
So you want one third of it. Yeah.
To take out Arbiter with two rifles, sign me up. If Guilty Spark gets my ass kicked while I become Veep, I will unify the Missouri I will unify the Missouri Republican Party. The establishment fears me. Because they cannot control me. Is Missouri, what part of her is Missouri trying to control? Guns?
I think Missouri's just getting a little too gay.
Wait.
Weak as well, I heard.
25 today? Like, she's 25 years old? Scroll down. Next week.
That's what it says, yeah.
She's older than us?
Yeah, dude, we're young guns. Okay. What were we originally looking at before we got distracted by this?
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Yeah, it's just the problem is you open up Twitter and there's so much stuff.
She's training for that fight. I think Twitter is the Twitter algo has been off for a while. I think it's back. For me, I think it is back. It's like, really? Hey, look at this awful thing. I'm like, yeah, respect.
Exclusively, whatever the last tweet I looked the longest at, mm-hmm. I feel like I refresh and it gives me 20 tweets of exactly that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, they did the
yeah. They did the face off.
Now Kith.
Oh, wait.
I thought that was Andrew Tate. That was a real, they got to look like on purpose.
He does look a little old.
Mike Tyson looks like he's his promoter.
Yeah, it's like his look, like his coach
trainer. Yeah.
Good job, kid. Did he just pause on removing the face tat? Because he got it lasered like a few sessions. You can kind of tell like it's dotted now. It's missing center. It kind of just looks like it's faded, but it's not. It was removal that he was getting done.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I always thought it was really cool. It's one of those tattoos that doesn't work when it's fresh. When right. It's like too dark, it looks wrong. Uh-huh. But as a faded tattoo, it's kind of sick.
I forgot this was a Netflix event. They're streaming it. Yeah, it's like Netflix is a joke fest.
They're streaming. The last time I tried to stream something, it was like one of those romance show finales and nothing worked.
Yes. So that did happen. But then they did this whole Netflix is a joke fest and a bunch of those shows were live.
Oh, there was live stuff on.
Yeah. Like John Mulaney's shows were all live. Or not all of them. I don't know. But Cat Williams had a live show.
Is that the yodeling kid, by the way? Or was that just a kid?
I think that's just a kid.
That's just a kid? Okay, fair.
Can you restart that clip and play it? The caption has me compelled.
Who would train me better, Jake or you, Mike?
Who, me, definitely me.
Older fighters have more heart and balls and weren't afraid, but I think the newer fighters have more skill and technique and are sharper. So that's why I'd be a better coach.
He's like, wait, what was that? He's like answering a pageant question.
It was like, what did you think of the book report this month? Like, I thought that in Catcher in the Rye,
yeah, it does feel like he's struggling to string together a sentence, but like, it can't be true.
Is it popcorn reading where like they hand off between different people in the class?
Yeah.
He was like,
he's the one no one wanted to pick.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I'm like, Jake, ham I do not, Sam I am.
Yeah, it's high shit. So you think he has bigger balls? Who do you think's got a higher body count?
This kid is famous.
What's your body count, Jake? What's your body count?
That's Tommy.
Wait, is this kid? I feel like he's on something.
That's Tommy, isn't it?
No. Where is this kid's mother?
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Michael. Return to family values.
Thank you, finally.
Yeah.
Jesus. It really took nothing to prompt that kid into full sneaker derangement.
Yeah.
Like those kids that were at that conference, they're like, yeah, we hate women and stuff.
There he is.
Yes, he's from those Knicks videos. Or from those New York videos. Put the sound on. Or is there sound? I knew that kid was famous from
something. He's a Minecraft streamer. That's you.
Yes, and he's also from the video about Gen Alpha slang. Oh, man. Yeah, I've seen this kid. He's making the rounds.
Right.
Yeah, he's like the funny version of that little Bill Clinton kid.
Oh, that guy's really weird. Yeah. The more I learn about him from like other people, as a weird dude.
I mean, every time I see a clip, I'm like, oh, this is what like super boring people talk about when they say, you should see our group chat. It's so twisted. Honestly, if that stuff got out, we would lose our jobs. And it's just like somebody posting like, my name's Jeff.
That would be way funnier than
us. And they're like, 80085.
I think I was talking to you about the Jeff T clips or whatever.
Yes.
And he does that bit and he's like, and here's the craziest part. I got on the team. The guy wouldn't stop saying that to me. He goes, you seen 21 Jump Street? My name's Jeff. And he's like, he said it to me every day.
So funny.
That is pretty cool.
I love that podcast.
It's crazy how many there are, because that's exclusively what my TikTok is.
Yeah.
I've probably seen 100 Jeff Teague stories. But they're never ending.
He's very prolific. So Jeff Teague is this former NBA player. He was a good player. He played on this like really good 2015 Hawks team.
Mm-hmm. Where the whole team won player of the month the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's illegal.
But he's a good player. He's not like a, you know, I think he's one-time all-star selection or something like that.
Sure.
But anyway, and he like won some championships, like not as like the mate, like a starter on the team, but yeah, he's around. But they have a podcast called, do you remember the name of the podcast?
I have no idea. I feel like I've seen him on seven different
podcasts. It's called Club 520, I think.
Okay.
Maybe it does start to melt together
on YouTube,
a little bit.
Jacob, yeah. Club 520.
Hmm.
Podcast. I wonder where you got that idea.
But yeah, so their clips are going like have been going super viral because it's just like Jeff Teague telling stories. Can you search shorts by most popular? I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I think you can.
Okay.
It's exactly what you would imagine. I think there's like two sides of like how people imagine NBA players. And one is like LeBron only eats fish, cryogenically freezing, like super soldier. And there's Jeff Teague who's like, and honestly, I was playing against my brother and I was going easy. I wanted him to be good. And you're like, wait, isn't this supposed to be the sport at the highest level?
He's so real. It's exactly. Just so funny. It's like a clip of him pushing LeBron out of bounds. And he was like, why did you do that? And he was like, man, he was kicking our ass and I got mad. you know, it's like,
you guys know,
can we unmute?
You guys know Chael Sonnen?
The fighter.
Yeah,
he also tweets like, any gay people out there, I'll punch them.
Chael is like, he's the American gangster was like his tag.
Yeah.
He kind of has that frustrating Trump thing where he is just like very charismatic and mm-hmm. like, well-spoken maybe isn't the word, more just he's incredible off the dome. Mm-hmm. He's a good freestyler.
Yeah.
And he and was a very good fighter, aged out, a couple very specific L's, but I have gained some respect for him because he has freed himself of any of the don't admit you were on steroids propaganda.
Okay.
There's a quote that he said on like multiple shows, clearly pre-planned, of, I was on more juice than Tropicana. And like, everyone in the UFC is doing it. I got more juice than other one.
Yeah.
The cranberry one. Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray.
Yeah. So funny.
Are you? Like, what was your issue when you pushed LeBron, bro? Why you do that?
Oh wow! Why you gotta bring up shit like that?
I'm just saying. My fault. Talking about niggas. My fault.
Go,
a lot, bro.
Go, James.
It's fine.
Nice
respect.
Go,
James.
Think we was losing. Shit, I'm a sore loser. What fuck? I ain't win a playoff game against that nigga ever. I was sick of the shit. The motherfuckers fans in Atlanta cheering for him. He running down the court. I say, you know what, bitch? I got something for you. Shoulder check this shit out there, nigga. He went to the stands.
That funny? That's so funny.
I don't think I ever need an explanation from any athlete about why they like check someone, show them, whatever. It's like, because they don't like losing the sport.
Yeah, exactly. It's always the same story. But I was mad.
His story is like, maybe, okay, so it's funny that we picked exactly the clip that I mentioned. But can we go to maybe a second clip? Like, he has a very funny story about Steph Curry too, but.
It's funny seeing them curated, because to me, I don't watch shorts on anything but like the platforms they're on, like TikTok and Instagram. And I don't search them. I don't follow anyone. I just let the algorithm take me.
Yeah.
And so seeing them curated and like with each other, this actually makes it less appealing to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because like he's a whimsical fairy to me. Yeah. He like comes into my life and makes
play the four. Because they're not all the clips that go viral aren't even necessarily like they started going viral when people were just clipping them his podcast themselves. And they were like, we need to capitalize on this.
Yeah.
Can you click the fourth one?
Thompson,
the one time
at Gold State, when I was on the Pacers the 1 year I was on there, and he gave us 60 points.
Oh, that
on 11 dribbles. That nigga did dribble the ball but 11 times. Hey, it was so bad.
Was on that team.
Yeah, I was on there getting cooked. I didn't guard him. That wasn't me this time. Nope, y'all can look it up. Wasn't me.
Switching on the screen.
Was, nope, but I wasn't doing none of that. I was guarding Steph.
He
nope.
A piece of shit.
It was Monte and PG. Yep, calling them niggas out. It was them two. It wasn't me. It wasn't me at all. He was doing us so bad. I remember PG didn't start on him. I give him that. PG was like, I fucking got him, dude. 25 this quarter. I was like, that third quarter was so
bad. What? I'm like, man, this nigga here is crazy.
What's so funny? We was only down like 15 or something, like at half, and we was like, we right there. Aaron Brooks was like, look at Klay Thompson. On the stat sheet, he whispered to me like, I was like, damn. That nigga went missing. I was like, damn. He got 30.
Man, Clay was something else back then.
Do you think I could start a podcast and claim that I was a, like, national football star in the UK? Like, I was soccer football.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, you know, I was like drafted on the, you know, I was drafted on the Rovers. I was never playing for like Liverpool or something. Like, it's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got benched from Man U at one point, never managed to get into a game. You know what I mean? It was straight out of college. And then I moved to the US and didn't follow up on it.
Of course.
But I talk just offhandedly about little parts of my career.
Yeah.
And the show is called like Foot Kick, The Kick Zone. And I never, ever, ever talk about football.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just you as a human being.
I talk about that, my time in the Teal Team. like karate background. Real
David Goggins type.
Yeah, I kind of taught John Wick everything he knows. Not Keanu Reeves.
You know, pre-internet, like, not only could you do that, but, like, most presidential candidates did.
Yeah.
They would just go to different states and tell different stories and, like, tell them different things because there was no follow-up.
That's why Joe Biden is confused.
Yeah, he's like, back in my day.
I was allowed to say anything. I could say a word, and then was...
You ain't black, Jack.
Whoa.
Joe, bars, dude, come on,
you're the best.
Joe, I think you're killing it.
I didn't like it till right now. That was good.
Wait. I have to...
Folks, I'm in San Bendisco. San Fernando Golden Bridge, only bridge in the world. May that go. Folks, last time I was here, it was 1849. Gold rush. We came here, horse-drawn carriage. It was 5 weeks. Parents died of syphilis on the way. Nice Native American family. Gave me soup, folks. I came here with a shovel on my back in a dream. I was 12 years old. Just became senator of the United States of America. Folks, had one penny to my name, bought a ranch and a cow. Folks, I'm in San Bendisco.
The wind helped. The wind is a perfect part of it.
San Bendisco.
I think the long vowels is what I'm missing. That is a part of the
1849,
good
gold rush.
My favorite Bidenism is the whisper.
Grows
the economy. I remember grows the economy. Good for everyone.
He thinks a mic just levels it out.
Yeah.
Like compresses it. Yeah. Do you ever at all, I was just reminded because of the Jake Paul stuff as well. Mm-hmm. You mentioned your audience is a little older.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you ever, or have you ever had to kind of dissuade some manosphere offhand comments?
Yeah.
That's just such a common stream viewer thing.
Yeah, it's funny. I think most of my community self-regulates, but it'll someone will come in, first time chatter pops up and it's like, women, right? And it's just like, I don't do anything. They either get sniped by a mod or they just don't come back because it's like no one responds to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I kind
of see lot of people, they'll hit them with Twitch emotes. If you're not familiar, you type a word, something will show up. But UHM is like Pepe the Frog, but looking sus at you. Mm. Yeah. So there'll be a bunch of and the person will feel uncomfortable and then they'll never come back.
I think that is the something you're not equipped for after school, where you either get no reaction, it's because people are scared, or you get too big a reaction and you get satisfied or whatever, but you still don't have friends either way. Mm-hmm. But what you're not ready for in the real world is people being like, sorry?
Yeah. Huh?
What was that?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Okay.
Can you explain? Because otherwise, we think you're fucking weird, man.
Speak on that. And they're like, oh, yeah, the soy milk.
Let's talk about this New York Dublin portal thing.
Jacob, what happened to this slide?
This is the formatting.
It looks like a word cloud.
Yeah.
It looks like a serial killer's manifesto.
It's all the Twitter accounts you're the closest to.
This was like, it was like, and this note was found at the killer's home.
Yeah.
It was just a few words. Founder, flashing, 9/11.
Dude, put normal and normal two is what's insane.
There's a bunch of red strings between them.
Yeah.
There's a really detailed drawing of Jesus on the cross, but his eyes are scratched out. They did it.
Just in case anyone hasn't heard of what this is.
Right.
This is what it is. It's this art installation in New York and Dublin that is basically a 24-hour FaceTime between two cities.
It's an art installation.
It's an art installation, and this is
part of the caption. Wait, go back to that.
What was the caption?
The final line. Our reality is becoming a Black Mirror episode.
I know. I'm a little bit
because of Skype.
Had fun. The other thing that they said before that though is, had fun playing rock, paper, scissors with strangers across the... This is the most wholesome person to
ever. It's crazy. But you've been able to do anything with people across the globe for 25 years.
This person's never been on chat roulette.
Yeah.
Omegle.
Saying this is like a Black Mirror episode is so... Every single time I see it, it's very close to running away from the train coming towards the screen in the first cinema. You're like, what?
Technology?
What is this? Black Mirror? My phone's seen my face.
Oh, the unveiling.
Okay.
I mean, that's a really good time.
I worked at Apple for 1 month and 1 week, which is the length of the training plus 1 week of them telling me to sell old people Apple Care before I quit. And every morning they would play a song that sounded exactly and it was like, all right, tech support, and we were all in a group call, and it actually is distant. It's like a Black Mirror episode.
Oh, actually, literally. I was kind of lost before you explained
that. It was just bad, but this song brought back traumatic memories.
Oh, what's it called? Penis music?
yeah, exactly.
Stadium Arena penis music.
Yeah, this was the unveiling. Very, very wholesome.
Welcome to Dublin. Hello from New York.
I carry that around.
Oh, now we're talking.
Sorry, this is absurd.
Yeah, it is.
Neat.
It's very like Disney World-ified.
Yeah, I mean, these people are all hired to do this.
Yeah, I was going to say, society is not like this.
Yeah.
Is this?
It's like you guys saw the hitchhiking robot that like made it 3/4 of the way across Canada and made it like 1 mile in New York before people just stabbed it.
Before its limbs were pulled off and sold.
Exactly that. Yeah. So this is not what would happen in
that's
the portal.
That's so funny.
What would happen is what happens immediately after.
Immediately after. Yeah, as soon as they're like, all right, great launch, everybody. Someone immediately goes up and flashes it.
Oh, yeah. If it was in Dublin, and not plan, someone would try and go through it.
Yeah.
Is that? Where's that?
Yeah.
We're so in Cork.
Immediately, people started getting creative with it.
Kind of like Black
Mirror. Yeah, it's kind of like Black
Mirror. R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
Oh, dude.
It was, I mean, a matter of time. Surprisingly, it took that long.
I was like, I can't believe it's nighttime before that happened.
Yeah.
What if that was in that montage at the beginning? It's somebody doing Riverdance and then somebody holding up the towers.
Yeah.
Oh, look, remember this?
And of course, I mean, I don't think we can necessarily.
Yeah, we can't watch the flashing, but.
But there was someone that mooned the camera.
Gotcha. Yep.
Like, epic.
Yeah. People just having all kinds of.
Can they hear you?
No, I don't think there's audio.
I love this city.
Yeah, but one of the funny parts is, you know, of course.
That's someone on the lash. That's someone out on the town.
Oh,
lads on tour. This move, two fingers in the air, bumping, uncoordinated. That's a on the way to the club. Uh-huh. Can't get in because I'm wearing sneakers. Shit.
Yeah, so because of these things and, you know, the famous one on Twitter was the woman flashing the
for
the
so long. That for the so thing long. About that clip is crazy. Hopping. Is it's like 4 minutes long.
Yeah, and everyone's
and just every gyrating in every direction you can think of.
I no do wonder about the latency because in that video,
no one reacts for so
no
long.
No one reacts. They're literally all just like.
And then at one point, someone just pulls out their phone, which is my favorite.
Yeah,
because no one else will record it.
So then they shut it down.
Because of that?
Yeah. Like today or yesterday, right? It was
at some point yesterday they shut it down for technical difficulties.
Mm. Yeah, humanity.
Well, it's the technology like, doesn't. It's brand new technology they've created for this, and it hasn't existed for 2 decades.
Yeah,
shutting things down. Very like a Black Mirror gets shut down in the last episode. The final episode of Black Mirror where they shut the mirror down?
Yeah, you know, the TV or the phone. What is the Black Mirror? The phone? I don't even know the lore.
No, it's a mirror.
Ah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Look
holy
into this
shit.
Black Mirror.
He's
dude.
So handsome. That's
Whoa.
Scary.
Whoa. Yeah, one thing about technology taking over our lives is I turn my phone off and I look at it. Really smart name.
Yeah, I put my phone to sleep and I get spooked.
I shouldn't be in dog mode.
But then they did get it back up. It's back up now.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it was actually technical difficulties.
Do they have like any plan? Are they just cool with like the people trolling it? Because I mean, like that is reality, you know?
I think it is the most boring, bland thing in the world. In my mind, it is actually a portal and no one's touched it. And they're just like, how come technical difficulties? No one's using our portal, just, man.
Yeah, yeah, Doctor Strange is there doing that like little spinning his room.
Oh, yeah. It's just like so boring. Like, why do we even have this?
Someone steps through it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like, I mean, it's probably, it's not installation funded by the city.
Oh, dude, this is America. We don't fund art.
Yeah, I should say.
It's funded by Dublin.
Funded by
a rich person.
By this guy.
The
by
fucking Dubois family.
By Charlie Brooker. Whoa.
Benedictus Gillis.
Is that Greek?
He's Lithuanian.
Wow.
Yeah. But he does like him and Andrew Schultz. Unteru Schultz. They had a stand-up session where they talked about
an active angel investor.
This bio is so funny to me.
Dedicated builder of portals.
Birthplace, Earth, race, human, that's politics, so
someone
freedom.
Get this guy to Aperture Science.
Yeah. Dude, what if his race section said normal?
Race, like that normal. The subway poster?
Yeah.
This is like the world's oldest meme, but it was like everyone deserves love, whether you're black, yellow, or normal. And it's like there's a white kid in there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, dude, black kids are just as smart as normal kids. Or whatever.
There's a couple insane ones, yeah.
That guy just standing in front of it. There's no one else there.
That's like the anime movie adaption.
There probably was some.
Where you like, he like becomes star-crossed lovers with some woman in Dublin on the other side.
Oh, they swap. There probably is some confusion.
Every time they touch it, they swap places.
Where'd you say he was from?
He's from Lithuania.
Because I think there probably is some confusion as to like the, Lithuania is in Europe, but that's Europe. It's Europe flavor. Some confusion as to like, oh, I've been to Sweden, I've done this installation, I went to Norway, mm-hmm. to the installation.
Yeah.
Why is everyone being so rude in New York?
Yeah.
This is about one person stands in front of it and you say hello in your native language and then they say hello and then everyone goes to bed at 8:30.
This is only their second, I guess like third and fourth if you count each individual one.
Uh-huh.
Moron. But their first one was between Lithuania and Poland.
Oh,
and then they just decided to jump to the United States and Ireland.
Well, hard mode.
Two of the most, you know, normal, level-headed places.
Yeah.
In the
world. Oh yeah, dude. Look at the shift in the number of people. It's all of a sudden people interested.
Calling it a portal network is also insane because like this is, it makes sense to me a little bit as art, but like it feels like he's trying to start a business.
Right. Well, just the way it's written about. Wait, scroll up.
It is achievable with two laptops. Yeah. I mean, it is the same.
It's achievable with two pieces of any technology made in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
No matter what that technology is.
Two phones.
Yeah, you can get an iPod Touch doing
this. iPod Touch.
White mirror, that red mirror that Bono did charity with or whatever.
Yes.
I guess they can just, any of them could talk to anyone, but they, sure. Are they up permanently?
The article I saw said it was, they're planning on keeping it there until at least November.
Okay.
Yeah, like a Skype call. Leave it up in case you want to come back and be like, I forgot to say. Do you guys have any, I mean, I don't know if it's because we're getting a little older or whatever, but I do every now and then. This is fine. This is whatever. Mm-hmm. I sometimes will bridge into Philistine territory a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, every now and then a new platform launches or a new trend starts or some like some AI discourse starts. And I'm just like, these kids.
Oh,
what are constantly. They doing these days?
I was like that at 11. Digimon, we already have Pokemon. Relax.
No, yeah. Those are digital enough for me. They go in the PC.
What, Pokemon aren't digital, I guess?
You're just getting your ass kicked.
My video game.
More on,
I'm not getting owned.
I
wearing the mask.
I am obsessed with this, the kind of like angel investor speak that is always present on things like this, where someone has a lot of money through probably luck. And then they go, well, now my mission is to save humanity. It's like the Elon Musk like thing where he's
do
like,
you know harm?
Yeah. First off, where, okay, history, meeting humanity as it is for the first time.
Already
insane. You've lost me. You've already lost me.
Like a blind mirror.
Portals were born from a feeling that we humans have more to share than what separates us. And from a sense that we are all interconnected on this planet of ours. The roots of this project go back to 2016 and mark the beginning of a global movement in both the physical and virtual worlds.
What happened in 2016?
It's just none of this means anything. It's not true. And for two, even if it was, these portals are not
there. Wait, there was a timeline on that one on the last page. 2016 was the idea. Uh-huh. 2021 until he put it into practice. I could do that same day.
He had to figure out the technology.
Oh, what, should it be a circle?
He was like, while on a FaceTime call with my mom on vacation.
Yeah. The bevel on it is actually so funny. It's like an old TV where like the outside of it is 4 feet wide and the screen is tiny.
Yeah, there's actually no latency for Melee on that thing.
Yeah, it's a cathode ray.
Yeah.
True. Conceived in 2016 after a mystical experience. Today, they have already reached more than 1 billion people.
Why does he keep avoiding the
explanation? What was the mystical
That's
experience?
What I'm saying.
This is when I had an idea and I met God. Anyway, the first installation was in 2021.
Yeah. 5 years after he did his ayahuasca vision quest.
Anyway, and that always happens too. Like every rich tech founder like has some sort of spiritual awakening where they like do ayahuasca and then they become Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey, you grow a big beard and you start stop making any sense at all.
I think the problem with that is most of the time, I think it's still fake. They're just like LARPing as a Jack Dorsey.
I think they're LARPing too.
Yeah.
It's not like hype. Do you remember New Tropics when that was kicking off.
They're like little brain.
It's a mushroom tea or pill.
Oh, dude, I still get some of those, like a sponsor. It's like, you know, a little thing. It's like ginseng oil and like a tiny bit of mushroom.
Alpha Brain.
I did straight up buy Alpha Brain when I was dead broke in college because I'm like, if I start taking Alpha Brain, I'll be effective enough. Joe says, I'll be effective enough to start making money.
Right.
I'm like, this town of three.
I mean,
people.
I want it to be true. Shit.
Like, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Remove fatigue completely with a special little pill given to me by a racist. I would love that. There is like any time somebody says something profound that is sounds like a template. Like anytime I think I have some kind of profound experience, you get out the other end, and if you have a modicum of self-awareness, you can kind of chuckle about it.
Right.
It's like, oh, look how malleable the human brain is. We're so it's very fun as a it's like an ego death because you realize you can think the weirdest, silliest thing.
Yeah, the blockers are gone. It's not a real meeting.
The
guy.
Thing I thought wasn't valuable. That's like getting. It's the same as getting really drunk.
Yeah.
And right before you pass out and piss yourself, you're like, "What is the? You know, this is like a camera can see us, but we can't see inside it."
I do like the idea that you like have a mystical experience, and what comes out of that is a big laptop.
What if a car was so fast?
Yeah, it was like, but okay, so like that laptop's small, but what if big? What if so big it can be it could be,
it could disrupt,
it can be city furniture.
Yeah, what if you couldn't use it for anything else? That's, I mean, is it the Facebook portal, is it the Amazon portal, that other one? Yeah, Meta portal at one point.
Oh, the product that's like their smart home.
It's like, yeah, it's like a little square that did the same thing for
a while. It's basically just a Skype device.
It's a grandma device.
Oh, you can like only call people on your
thing. Yeah, it was
but you can only call their portal, so they have to own one.
I know, dude.
I know, dude. I bought one because it was like, you know, operating phones, technology stuff was getting trickier for my mom. So I just bought her one, maybe the Facebook one, maybe the Amazon one, installed it in the house. Way harder to use. So much more confusing, like 10x more, because it's also got that Kindle thing where anytime you tap the screen, there's a 15-minute delay.
That sucks, yeah.
Oh, this is just the, I don't know, again, but this is the most European team I've ever seen. These are all esports players.
Look at the, do you think he's fake muscles in that shirt in the top left?
Yeah, he looks like Homeland.
He looks like Batman when they make him wear the suit.
He's got the pads.
Yeah. He's got Kevlar on.
That is crazy because his neck does not fit in with those like traps and shoulders.
I know, dude.
Oh, wait. I was going to say it's probably just a very unfortunate folding of his shirt, but then I saw him in the Batman outfit
in real life, yeah.
Oh, let's get him. Yeah, because that suit doesn't seem
right. Oh, get the menswear guy on his ass, bro.
Oh, no. Wait a second. Sorry. His Instagram bio? Sharing ideas and love for the new earth.
Wow.
New earth. Uh-huh. Oh no, those forearms do no, say jacked.
He's kind of doing the push your muscle out thing.
Yeah, one of these. Yeah.
Oh, but he looks pretty buff actually.
Yeah, he's buff.
All right. Okay.
I mean, fair enough, buff.
You get away this time.
You gotta be buff if you're changing the world.
That's true. For the new world?
Oh wow.
Oh, shirtless.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he's great.
It's like Paolo Costa. This guy's right.
Oh, he's got the Instagram. He's stylized.
Yeah, he stylized it. This is old, though. These are old videos. Yeah, you give up on that quick. It was a different time.
It's really because you're in the mood to post
your
one
theme,
thing.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, fuck. Respect to...
Hey, respect.
My man.
Hey, respect. It's easier to shit on something than to build. That's what I always say.
So true.
Yeah, I mean, where are you going to get the idea to have a video call? Come on, a different country?
The artwork has been approved. What artwork, man?
By the king.
It's just a circle.
This is the circle.
Yeah.
It's also the same thing. There is something to that where I'm like, wow, really impressive. What's next? I was going to put it somewhere else.
You could scare the shit out of a grandma with like a War of the World style. Like, these are people in Dublin. New kids.
Oh, holy shit. Oh, you literally just play Godzilla. The movie War of the World on the screen. No one's going to know.
Oh, it's King Ghidorah.
Is that Dakota Fanning? What's she doing in Dublin? Why is she young? Oh, it's a time warp.
That's the part that scares the grandma.
Yeah, that's the other Fanning.
I just watched The Neon Demon. She's older than that.
Like that one clip of... like someone was like playing GTA and they told their grandma it was the news.
Oh,
those ones. Oh my God. Those ones where like, it's like a Midwest mom and she just starts crying. Cause her daughter's saying like,
Mom, Jesus is back.
Show me to me, Rachel. Show
me the tweet. Is it Facebook? Show me, Rachel.
Please, please show me the tweet. Yeah.
Which, to be fair,
send it to me, Rachel.
Jesus is back. If you sat there on your phone and you found out that Jesus Christ had come back to life, or Jacob, you found it but the monitor was off.
Like, I do think we would all get like a push notification. Amber alert. like an emergency.
It would
like
for
Amber
sure
alert.
Be on the Citizen app.
Yeah. It's like another Amber alert.
But it's like after something else. Yeah. And it's like car backfire that sounded like gun in local suburban area also.
The Citizen app is so funny because it'll be like, there's a shooting happening at your house right now.
0.2 miles away, someone said they heard about a shooting in San Diego.
I know. Anastasia, I think she talked about this on the podcast once, where it was like, she got one that like a hospital was being, like one of the nearby hospitals was being evacuated, and she called a friend who worked there, and they were like, what?
Yeah.
It is crazy.
I do worry
that it does more harm than good, the Citizen app. I don't know, though.
The best part about Citizen app or any of those apps, like I have Ring that tells me stuff happened in my neighborhood, is when there's like a power outage or internet's out. Because that's the quickest way versus like knocking on their door. Hey, is yours out too?
I'm afraid to get on Nextdoor because I don't want to learn that my neighbors are annoying.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because it'll be like, I saw, you know, a hooded figure like loitering around the neighborhood, and it'll be me. And I was like, I'm cold. Sorry.
I was putting
the trash bins in.
I saw an urban style kind of Kendrick-esque guy.
Yeah, Kendrick-esque.
You know, the guy, I mean, I think I texted the group chat. I don't think I told you, but I was in an Uber last time I recorded on the way over here. And the guy was listening to a radio show that kept referring to Drake as a muggle.
Sorry, Whiplash. I have no idea.
He's like faking because he's like not... He's not real. I'm like, is that what a muggle is? I don't think you know what a muggle is.
Joanne, what are you talking about?
I think you just started saying the word. Yeah. And caught yourself.
Yeah.
This guy's a real nuggle.
Kai Sinat's going to say muggle next week, and we're all going to be saying it.
We're all going to say it. Yeah. We're going to reclaim it.
Yeah.
You have a Harry Potter face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
22.
I was a big midnight release Harry Potter guy.
Yeah.
You know, read it in like the next day or two.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
I have the Harry Potter books back here.
Oh, they're in frame?
Well, yeah, they might be.
Holy shit.
I know.
That's a statement, brother.
I know.
Because if you had them in that corner, I get it.
These are all the ones that I had from childhood. You can even see that was the Deathly Hallows pre-release. But like the one that's in the thing. That was before. That was before times.
With the Punisher logo with the blue lives like pattern. Yeah.
What? No, that's shut up.
Sorry, that's to support the police.
No, I need to. I'm like considering moving them or something. Not because they're in frame here, but like I remember at my last place, I had a party, and people were coming over, and then I looked at the Harry Potter books, and I was like, I don't want to have a conversation about this. And then I like move them downstairs.
We're not a Joanne advocate.
No.
I don't think.
There is learning that media you enjoyed when you were younger is just like, it doesn't have to be like problematic, but just bad.
Yeah.
Like I watched the movie Saving Silverman with Rochelle the other day. I don't know if anyone's seen it.
I don't remember it at all.
Don't. But I remember thinking it's got like Steve Zahn. This is the funniest fucking movie. Just these three bros and holy shit. And we watched it and it's the worst movie ever made. Late 90s, early 2000s.
I remember getting really into Ender's Game. And reading like a number of the reading a number of the sequels, and in the audiobook there was like a interview or something with the author, Orson Scott Card, and
then
I kind of found out that he was but that was my first one. Like I was still young when I found out he was a horrible person, because I think it was like either obvious or like it was like, you know, it was pre-cancel culture, but I just remember seeing his comments about women. And I was like, I don't know.
Can he say that?
It's one of those things where I'm like, you have imagined so much. Like, you can imagine a fantasy world with magic and wizards and whatever.
You can't
conceive of like someone having like finding their identity, you know. Mm-hmm.
Even having a job. Orson Scott Card is like, the woman should be at home. And
And like,
he was crazy. The original Don't Be Weekend Gay.
No, you know what? I think, I don't know what it was, but I was listening to his voice and I think he was saying some of these things. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I was hearing it from like the horse's mouth, and I was like, I don't think I can read these anymore.
Which is really weird, because I think Speaker for the Dead, which is like the second Ender book, it's one of my favorite books of all time.
I love it.
It's a beautiful novel. The ideas in it are interesting and not at all problematic.
No.
And then you hear him and you're like, how did he do that?
It doesn't make sense.
Books and manga and comics and stuff, I do think present this like dilemma where if I watch a TV show or a movie that like is a, it's not an adaptation, it's just an original work with one writer, one director, multiple writers for multiple episodes, and then I find out maybe the director has a particular ideology, or like Brad Bird is kind of a eugenicist, and like it's he's like a, or at least was kind of an Ayn Rand guy, and you can see some pieces of that in The Incredibles. It's kind of there, but at the same time, I enjoy the work to the degree where I can denounce that part and appreciate a huge team of people that worked on this and made it great. Brad Bird did not animate the movie,
right?
Yeah,
but
that's what makes it hard with writers, right? Because it's like, oh, they did actually everything.
But I was really into Gantz at one point, the manga, when I was in an edgy teen era.
Yeah.
And I tried rereading it a couple of years ago. It is appallingly bad.
That's what I'm saying, but you don't know.
It's bad in that way, but it's also poorly constructed, but it's also like, you think there's a bunch of kind of incel-y behavior that at the, when I was thinking about it in retrospect, I was always like, yeah, it's crazy that they were like willing to present that character so shitty for, in order for him to grow. And then I read past what I ever reached in the day. He doesn't grow at all. It's just right in the position of the story. And yeah, when it's 100%, or even like the, you know, Alan Moore writes something and it's someone else illustrates and colors it. Well, then like, you know, I don't disagree with Alan Moore's ideology, so I guess it's different, but that's Alan Moore. That, like, what you're reading is Alan Moore's position on things, even if an editor or another collaborator jumped in. The Harry Potter movies I was never that into past, like, maybe the second one. But, and so I haven't rewatched, but I can see somebody having an easier job rewatching them with kind of the author distance.
Yeah,
and also, they cut out a lot of the more sinister, mean stuff, like mean-spirited stuff.
It is a little bit easier to like watch those movies knowing that like all of the actors banded together against the author too.
Yeah.
But I still haven't. I still haven't since the incident.
Did you play Hogwarts game?
No.
I just didn't want to play it. It was boring. I don't know.
I think I'd like it. You think you would like it?
If you're a lore guy.
I think I'd like it. Yeah, it's like, oh, fuck, it's Hogwarts. You know?
No, I mean, yeah, it's like a world. It's like kind of, how much do I need this?
You know? I don't need it at all, which is why I haven't played it.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, that might be interesting, but I won't do it.
I've never read Ender's Game, but I also just am not particularly compelled. I'm not Ender's, like a sci-fi reader.
It's funny because they go off the rails. The first one is like, and what if you're a super smart boy and you go to school and everyone says you're the smartest and you command the military, right? And then the next one gets a little more philosophical.
Really philosophical, there's a big spoiler for the first one.
Sure, you don't need
to. I don't need to go, but there is more. There's more of a dimension.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the first time readers don't actually even reach the dimension.
Sure. And then there's also the
or care.
Yeah, and then there's also the like.
But each one, right?
There's also the like semi sci-fi dystopia of like Earth has been attacked by. Or does it take place on Earth?
Ender's Game.
Yeah, it does. Right, because it's like, we've been attacked by these, you know, these buggers or whatever, and we've got to defend ourselves. And so then they're trying to like eugenics a savior, basically.
The best boy.
Eugenics,
which
the
is
best boy.
The criticism of Dune, like, as in that's by design, criticizing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys ever watched the James McAvoy TV adaptation of Children of Dune?
I have not. No.
Genuinely very good, in my opinion. I think, I don't even hate the David Lynch movie. That was my first experience with Dune mythos-wise. I like Dune a lot, but I still haven't seen part two. I just like the...
I heard part two is really good. I still haven't seen the first one.
It's great. I watched the original Dune very late. I like Denis, last name. Villanueva. I like his work. It's all of that. It's just going to the movies is always hard to get my head around.
Oh, yeah.
It's even for like big tentpoles. So I haven't seen Challengers.
I've been trying to do it more though. I went to see Challengers alone because I was like,
you got put on a list.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you black light over that seat.
It was because like the night before we were out for drinks with friends, and like two separate groups of friends had come back from seeing it.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, well, I want to go see it before.
I want to talk about this with my friends.
Yeah, I want to talk about it with my friends. And I only had time in the morning.
Dude, 10 a.m. showing of Challengers.
I did.
Alone.
I saw it at 10 a.m. alone. You wore a trench coat. To the point where there wasn't even somebody working the ticket counter.
They just let you in. Yeah.
Like there, it wasn't even let me in. There was just nothing. I just walked in.
Yeah.
I walked in and out of the goodness of my heart paid for a ticket. Ticket was for the wrong time. I said, "Fuck it, I'm walking in." Yeah. The theater's empty. Who cares?
The projectionist is playing Wordle. You're like, oh shit, someone never
the
played.
Guy,
sorry.
The like concessions guy like waved at me as if we were friends. Yeah. He was like, hey, 10 a.m. Challengers?
Fellow puppet, I see.
I had no idea what I was in for. Wasn't expecting like the soundtrack to be so like. Yeah, it's great though.
I should go see it. It's like so great that I should get out of the house, go see it.
I mean, it's fun.
It's fun. It's fine.
I like it.
I don't think it's going to change your notions of anything. There's some really cool shots in it, like that are. Some shots that I hate that I still think are really cool. It's like, oh, wow, how interesting that they did this thing.
Exactly.
Even though I wish it wasn't in the movie, it's cool that they did it.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, it's like, oh, you're trying stuff. And then also like the dynamics of the story are interesting. And it is one of those things where it's like become such a pop culture moment that, you know, if I put something about Challengers on my dating app, people are asking like questions of how did you interpret the ending? Mm-hmm. Or how did the blah, blah, blah. Because you can have those discussions. I've been trying to watch more movies because I'm so uncultured. I feel like I haven't seen very many movies. I saw Madame Web a second time last night, and I think that's my problem. Is that instead of watching
the
classics,
give me a million guesses to what movie. It's like Citizen Kane or something.
I was
so busy watching Madame Web a second time.
Doctor Strange was on my laptop, Madame Web on my TV. See what lines up.
Yeah, listening to a podcast on mute.
Sorry, why did you watch Madame Web a second time?
Oh, because it's the best movie ever made.
Because, the wholesome answer is, we're in the friends meta, where we're trying to like hang out with friends more, and for mental health reasons for me specifically. Mm-hmm. And a friend invited me over to watch it because it just came to streaming, and I was I've seen it in theaters. And none of these people have seen it with me, so it'll be fun to like watch them experience it. And specifically, I was like, even if the movie's boring, at least I get to do a social experiment, like shout at a movie with friends, on a couch.
I think you generally, if I remember correctly, you're not really a bad movie enjoyer.
I'm not a bad movie enjoyer at all. Yeah,
you are very easily annoyed by me.
I get annoyed because I'm like, why do we make this thing? You know what I mean? Which is unfair to the artist. Like, I've made bad things in my life.
It is fascinating. Like, I want to know, for example, for Madame Web, why are all of Ezekiel Sims' lines ADR?
Yeah, and a ton of all the story structure ones. Like, clearly she didn't go to the Amazon at one point. That is added way later, and that's why she appears to drive there. It literally is.
Oh,
like,
she takes a single engine plane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
To the Amazon from New York, which is like, you can't do that.
Same day, and then comes back in the store.
Oh, and then she, like, you know, abandons.
It's like an episode of DuckTales or
something.
She steals
that taxi.
That's right.
If you steal a taxi in New York, you get to keep it. Because
she leaves it parked at Grand Theft Auto's
the taxi, then leaves it at the airport for a week.
I know what you're
thinking.
It's
still there.
Does she like have a car? Yeah, maybe. It never really comes up separate from that. She's an ambulance driver, but why would you want a car? You know?
I did recently, and I think we'll talk about it next week. Recently watched a bad movie with Jacob and Jacob's roommates. We were intending to see a bad movie. We were like,
you're hoping it was a good movie.
We were like, oh, it'll be a popcorn, you know, like just chill and watch a action movie. Right. Mm-hmm. It was The Beekeeper, Jason Statham's new movie.
Buzz buzz.
No, but here's the thing. Movie has 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. That is unfathomable.
Did you watch the trailer first or no?
Jacob can attest. I think we did watch the trailer, but it was like we watched the trailer and then just like went into
it. Immediately played the movie. Yeah.
But it is actually maybe one of the worst movies I've seen in recent memory. And I can't believe it's as bad as it is, to the point where we were like looking up the people who made the movie beforehand.
So you could egg their house.
And like, yeah, so that we could protest outside of their. And then it was like, it was like, this was the writer of Equilibrium and like all these other action movies that like have, it's like David Ayer, and David Ayer's had like a bad streak recently. But
End of Watch, Training Day, good movies.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen The Beekeeper? You and Katie should watch it. There's a Jarvis on Monday. It's so fucking bad.
At least you didn't lie. Yeah.
I want you to watch it because like
poster is kind of sick.
There are things.
Yeah, the poster is actually super sick.
There are things about that movie that I want to talk about. But I want to talk about it with, like, I want Anastasia to be here because she's seen it. Jacob witnessed it with me.
I'll watch it.
You watch it, then we can talk about it. Because I also want to print out the script and, like, read some of the scenes.
Of the lines, yeah.
Because
I've got something for you to keep.
They make some choices that I think are unforgivable.
I think the movie would be better if he wasn't, like, an FBI operative. I haven't seen
I was going to say.
But, like, I understand. Because at first I thought, like, John Wick, he's a beekeeper who's been pushed too far. You know what I mean?
He's shooting bees out of guns.
But that's not it. He is like an FBI guy. There like a is secret cell.
The motivation, the entire conceit of the movie doesn't make sense. Like almost everything that happens in the movie is a plot hole. Like or like a motivation that doesn't make any sense.
Right. I listened to a Chapo episode talking about it like 3 months ago or something. And when you mentioned it, I thought to myself, like, is that the one where this and that? Maybe I'm already spoiled, and I'm not, because I think I must be misremembering half the things I heard, because they don't talk about the whole movie.
I will just say the beginning of the movie is Jason Statham is a beekeeper, and is the only time you see him as a beekeeper in the entire movie, and because he's that's his cover.
Yes.
For being, he's not an FBI operative, he's something stupider.
But it's like deeper, right?
It's
like
it's something so stupid.
Okay.
And yeah. I don't even, you know, but, yeah. But then, like, he's, like, doesn't have anyone. He doesn't have friends or, like, anyone he cares about except for his neighbor, who's this old lady.
It's the whole hive. What are you talking
and
about?
Then and then the bank's going to take her house or something.
What's the old lady gets scammed on the phone.
That's what it is.
For all of her money.
Yeah.
And even that makes me mad. Like, and then the fact that that happens and they choose to show her getting push notifications from her bank that fraud has been detected, which is at the point, call the bank. Yeah. Call the bank, get this sorted out. She
Oh, no, that's terrible.
With a big B.
There are so many things I want to complain even more than the surface level about what I just described, but I can't do it without doing the entire podcast episode I want to do about it. But anyway, look out for that next week.
Oh, I'm sold.
We are wrapping this episode of Sad Boys, but we are going to continue the fun over on patreon.com/sadboys with our Patreon exclusive episode of Sad Boys Nights. For as low as $5 a month, you can subscribe and get 60 plus hours of content over there.
Along them lines, yeah, too much.
Listen to it on 0.5 speed. That's 120 hours of
content. Whoa, slow it down. It'll last you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Double, and it's less, probably.
Speed it up, and you can cancel your subscription.
Jack Conti's crying somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't tell him to do that.
You want to plug your bullshit?
Plug my bullshit. I am Stanz, S-T-A-N-Z, on almost everything. YouTube videos, mostly drama,
what
Twitch.
Did, what
mostly
didn't
video
you
games.
Get Stanz on?
What didn't I get Stanz on? Twitter, X, x.com. Elon's.
Do you know who has
Zuckerberg's
it?
Zuckerberg's fucking you. Who has it? Yeah, it's a. Well, this is embarrassing. It's a grocery store. It's a grocery store in South Bend, Indiana.
There's nothing.
And I messaged them, like, I would like to buy this from you, sir. And they were like, well, we have two billboards, so it's going to be very expensive to, like,
permanent billboards?
I don't know. I assumed it was just a thing. And so they were like, we're talking mid five figures. And I was like, what? Dude, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Come on.
That's a lot for you. You're broke.
Yeah, it's a lot. Mid five figures for me, Stanz?
It's nothing for me.
So I've had this idea of doing a YouTube video where I go to the Stanz grocery store in South Bend, Indiana, and make enough for the camera views.
Yeah, that's kind of great.
You paint over their ad on the billboard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or you
open my own grocery store.
Collaborate with them. Like maybe you guys merge.
Dude, I would give them an ad on every video for the rest of my life. I'm a fan.
That would actually be kind of cool because it's not like a huge corporation. It's like a single.
Yeah,
business.
I think they have two locations.
Two locations.
Yeah.
One billboard per location.
It's funny because I think I was talking to like Mr. Stanz because he was like, I don't know. Let me check my books. I don't know what we can do here.
Let me check my book and you'll see if I can rook.
Dad?
Yeah, hold on. One of my kin. Yeah. So we're going to keep the good times rolling over there. You can look out for us watching the Google I.O. AI cringe that just happened. We do live in Black Mirror. It's kind of a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, did you guys hear about this? Anti-social media.
Yeah, and also... I don't fucking know, man. We have some fun.
We hang out.
That's so true.
Yeah.
But we end every episode of Sad Boys with a particular phrase.
We love you.
And we're sorry.
Boom.
And so is this Mark?
This is Mark Rebele. He's the Loop Daddy. He's like a big, like, talented, you know, performer, musician, improviser.
Okay.
But he performed at Gulayo.
Looks like Anthony Fantano with a wig.
It does.
Google. Hey, we're like a tech company, but we don't want to seem sinister. Can you just do like a nice set?
Yeah, such an expressive face.
Yeah. Man. The computers are twisting my nipples. Gucci girl, Gucci girl, how you doing? How you moving, girl? Moving, girl, how's your day looking? That future girl, future girl, yeah, we all now. Take my money, go away, all you want it. Get too rich for me.